Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mickey, let's start with an injury update. The news today that Robert Gesellman's dealing with a partial tear in his lat. I mean, originally triceps, but obviously not the news you want to hear for him.
No, it's unfortunate. We're going to obviously miss him. He's a workhorse for us, but I'm sure somebody will step up. Brock and Avalon have both been throwing the ball well. They can eat up some of those innings, and somebody else will have to step up.
Rajay Davis is here with Walker Lockett being optioned to AAA, but what does that say about the confidence you have in this bullpen that you're bringing up a position player and sending a pitcher down?
Yeah, we had the day off yesterday. That last couple of spots in the bullpen haven't been throwing a lot lately because of the way we've been playing. So, I feel like we're at a good spot. Let's see if we can take advantage of that and, do something with our position players to try to give us an advantage late in the game. And then we can always make an adjustment if we need to. If something goes awry and we need more bullpen help, we can make another move, but we felt at this point we're comfortable with this and it's going to help us win a game.
And comfortable with JV Davis back in the lab, that calf is okay?
Yeah, it is. We tested him out this afternoon. He's 100%. He looked great running. There was no hesitation from him at all, so it's good to have his bat back in the lineup and get him out there in left field.
This team has played very well at home. A big 9-game homestand starts tonight. 2 games out of a playoff spot. What's the feeling as this team heads into a homestand against some pretty good competition?
Yeah, it's amazing. We couldn't wait to get back home. That last series we played here was electric, and it felt like the playoffs. So I'm sure the fans are going to bring the energy again. And we, like you said, we have a big 9 games. We're where we want to be, trying to strike, and I'm sure our fans are going to help us out. They can't underestimate how important it is for them to be out there cheering for us. It's been great.
Steven Matz has been really good at home, really good in his last start. What have you seen from him lately?
Yeah, just good tempo, good rhythm in between pitches, rhythm in his delivery, and he's throwing strikes. When you throw the ball over the plate, when you have very good stuff, you're going to have success, and that's been the key to his success lately.
What have you seen? He also seems those struggles in the first inning that he's had earlier in the season, they seem to have disappeared.
Yeah, I think that when you're talking about something like that, it's going to even itself out. That did happen. It was, a lot of runs in the first inning, but it's now evening itself out, just like everything probably does in life. It evens itself out, and he's done a great job of making sure that it happened.
You've talked about Wilson Ramos, the improvement he's made. Certainly he's been hitting the ball great, the improvement behind the plate. The fact that he only had to catch 1 game in Kansas City, the off day yesterday, he seems to be primed to be back behind the plate a lot this homestand.
Yeah, he is. And like you said, he's been doing a fantastic job. We've probably been pitching better than almost anybody in baseball since the All-Star break, and a lot of it's because of him, and he's been catching a majority of those games. So I'm proud of him for continuing to work hard, continuing to build relationships, and the pitchers for trusting him. And it's been a good battery, and hopefully we can continue the winning ways.
Now for you, a lot of familiar faces in that other dugout tonight. What will that be like for you going against your old club?
Yeah, it'll be fun. I think that the fun part is just getting to see them again, saying hi, and then once the game starts, it's all business. Then there's just another team that we're trying to beat, and I think that it'll be fun night here at Citi Field.
Sitting next to Tito for those years, is there one particular thing you took from him and watching him that you've brought to your managerial experience here?
Yeah, I hope that I create a relaxed atmosphere, because that's what it takes to win games and to continue to strive to be the best you can every day, no matter what happens, how bad or good things get. You allow the players to go out and play their game and to the best of their ability, and Tito does that probably better than anybody.
All right, Mickey, thanks. Have a good one tonight.
Yep, thanks a lot, Brad.